Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast. I'm Cardinal Authority Senior Writer Michael McCammon. It's a baseball edition of the Cards Cast, as it is opening weekend for college baseball around the country. For Louisville, the Cardinals starting things off down in Tampa. They're going to face three different foes this weekend, starting things off with Indiana State. They'll also play South Florida as well as UConn. We're going to talk about it throughout the show, mostly with my guest who's going to be coming up in just a few moments. University of Louisville senior first baseman Ryan McCoy is going to jump into the Cards Cast with us, talk about what the preseason's been like for him, what it's like, what the vibe's like in the clubhouse currently as they prepare for the 2024 season, what his own expectations are for himself, that and more. We've got that coming up. And last year, McCoy, he appeared in 55 games, started 50 of them. 46 of them at first base. He started four at catcher because when you think back to last year, it was a season that just had riddled with a number of injuries, but none more so than at catcher, which forced McCoy to come in and kind of handle duties behind catcher for a few games as well. Finished with a .247 average, tied for team lead with 12 home runs, had 44 RBIs. So really look forward to seeing how he carries that experience of last year into this year. And talking to, you know, to the guys, a number of the guys on the team, talking to Dan McDonnell, the excitement that they have, it seems, for this coming season seems to feel a little bit different. And of course, obviously, whenever there's a new season, the coaches and the players are clearly going to be excited, but there seems to be a little bit something different about them this year. They're kind of making an emphasis about how much closer they are this year. And that's typically something that you often hear with a Dan McDonnell squad, is that it's a close group, a lot of unity. They feed off of each other. But you're hearing a little bit more of that this year. And probably some of that is because of the sting of last year of not making the postseason tournament, finishing 31-24 last year, only winning 10 games in the ACC, going 10-20 last year in league play. And if you think back to last season, they went down, they started the year at home last year because they had that big event in Houston where they went to the Shriners Classic, played at Minute Maid Park, home of the Houston Astros. And it's an event that has a number of teams from Texas, a lot of programs that have had consistent success throughout the years. And Louisville goes down there and just steamrolls through. And you're like, wow, here we go. This Louisville team, they got something. It looks like Louisville's going back to Omaha. And well, that wasn't the case, was it? Never went home. Just stayed home instead of going to Omaha. Didn't even taste the postseason. Very disappointing season for Dan McDonald's squad last year. And again, the injuries played a part of it. pitching was a roller coaster all year long. I mean, we could sit here and rehash a number of things on what kept them out of the postseason last year. The year before, 2022, in contrast to where, for example, that Louisville steamrolled in the Shriners Classic and missed the postseason. The year before, in 2022, Louisville's down at the same ballpark in South Florida to start things off in Tampa, playing South Florida, played UConn, and mind blanking on the third team at the moment, but Louisville did not do well with 1-2 and didn't look good going 1-2. Team ends up in the super region. You know, so as Dan McDonald has told us a couple times during this preseason, you're not going to win the national championship or secure your ticket to Omaha on this opening weekend, but you're certainly going to learn a lot about this team. It's an opportunity to build momentum. It's an opportunity to learn more about your team. And see where you are after three games. And again, it's pretty good competition. You're talking teams that are projected to win their conferences again, speaking of UConn as well as Indiana State. So those teams are probably going to be playing in the postseason once again. And I know Louisville would like to correct things and get back to what their expectations are. And that is the case. And really looking forward to getting this season started. As far as my own personal expectations, I don't know. I look at this team on paper and I get excited for the start of the season, but when I try to project, is this a team that can compete for the ACC regular season title or the ACC postseason championship? Is it a regional, super regional? Can it get to Omaha? At this point, I don't know. The pieces are there. I like the transfer additions. Dan McDonald brought in four transfer additions. Really excited to see what Sebastian Gongoria, the transfer from Wright State, is going to do on the mound. And then you've got a solid freshman class. But another thing that stands out about this squad is it's a veteran group. There's seniors up and down the roster, including Ryan McCoy. So let's quit stalling. Let's bring Ryan McCoy in to the Cards Cast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Excited to bring in our guest here on the Cards Cast, University of Louisville senior first baseman Ryan McCoy. Cardinals getting ready to start their season this weekend down in Tampa, starting things off on Friday against Indiana State, a team that went to the Supers last year before their season came to an end. Ryan, appreciate you jumping into the Cardscast with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, as I mentioned, it's game week for you. I mean, before you know it, you guys are going to be, you know, squaring. You're going to be on the diamond. Somebody else in different color uniforms going to be in a different dugout across from you. What's it like? I imagine the vibe's probably a little bit different in the locker room and around the dugout or the clubhouse once it becomes game week, isn't it?
We've been laser focused since we got back to campus in beginning of January. We're definitely ready to play a different opponent. Tired of playing ourselves, so you can definitely feel the fire the last couple of weeks and around the locker room and the clubhouse. So we're really excited to get down to Florida and play some good competition.
I've been out to watch you guys scrimmage a few times during the preseason work. I've seen you know, send a few no doubters over the fence. How would you say your preseason work has gone for you?
I was very happy with it. I was just going in, trying to be real aggressive and just put the bat in the ball, hit it hard all around the field, and just play good defense and just hope to keep continuing that. And I'm really excited to see what kind of season I'll have this year.
One of the things, Dan, you talk about making the switch from last year to this year. One of the things Dan McDonald talks about, I imagine you've heard about it a lot, is the transition or what happens to guys after their first year in the program to their second year in the program, because obviously they become comfortable with it. They know the ACC and a lot of factors play into it. Can you feel that transition? It sounds like you had a good preseason. So can you feel that transition that a bigger year may be on store for you this year because of it's your second year?
Yeah, the first year, it was definitely a tougher transition coming from JUCO to the Division I level. And the same thing happened from high school to the JUCO level. My second year was a lot better than my first. I think it's just kind of getting your feet wet, like understanding how teams are going to attack you and then just fixing your weaknesses and turning them into strengths. And I'm really excited about how my offseason went, and I'm excited to get rolling with the season.
Were there some specific things that once last season ended that you're like, okay, I want to focus on this and this before next season rolls around?
Yeah, just being more consistent to the ball and putting the ball in play more. And that comes from just working with Coach Snides and Coach Vrabes and just like staying on the ball with my body and like giving myself the best chance to stay in the zone longer with my swing. And from beginning of the summer all the way to now, I've seen great improvements from it. I'm really excited to put on a show.
As I mentioned, you're a senior. There's a number of seniors on this roster. I mean, this is a pretty veteran group for this team. What do you think the advantages are of, yeah, obviously you had the taste of last season not ending the way you guys wanted it to end, and to have so many veterans coming back, you know, what's it like, I guess, what's the value of having so many veterans coming back from last year?
Our big thing that Coach Mack's been preaching is being selfless and just having all those older guys. Like, we know this is our last shot in college baseball and to do something special and win a national championship. So it's just really, really cool to see how all of us are just putting it together and just going out there playing, trying to have fun and just honestly just trying to win every single day. And like, if you can just put together good days and keep winning, you can become a really special ball club. And our bond has been really fun to see grow, and I'm excited for the season to kick off with them and play our one last college season with them.
I've heard a lot of, you know, talking to a lot of the guys, and even Coach McDonald has talked about, you know, you mentioned the bond there. It seems like it's maybe picked it up a little bit more this year versus last year. You know, the transfers feel like they've come in and meshed pretty well. I think, you know, the fact that one of them is a captain, I think it speaks volumes to that. And same thing with the newcomers. Is it feel a little bit different than last year when it comes to, I guess, the closeness of you guys?
Oh, for sure. Everyone, I feel like this year everyone's just like fits in. Like, we know we don't want what last year happened to happen at all again. Like, we got that taste in our mouth and that chip on our shoulder that like we know what to do and we want to take care of business. And it just kind of feels like a more laser focused group, but also like we're chill and like we're comfortable with each other and like we know when to have a good time, but we know when to have like the laser focused and just like when you can like joke with each other. Like, no one's like sensitive on this group, and you can like call people out if you want to. Like we're very, very like close in the team core. That just goes from the top to the bottom, from senior to freshman. Like, anybody can call anybody out. I think it's going to be something that really helps us down the road.
And so that's got to be huge when it comes to competition. I mean, you know, a lot of times when you get competitive, you know, there might be, hey, I want to beat him out. But if it's getting to the point where you can call each other out to, hey, well, you need to improve here and vice versa, that's got to be great for the overall depth and competition on the roster.
Oh, yeah. It just makes everybody want to get better and keep improving their stuff and just not get their feelings hurt every single day. We want the best for you. We want to win. And you need to have that. You need to have guys that can do that. And when you want to win, it's just how it goes.
Again, we're joined by Ryan McCoy, senior first baseman from the University of Louisville here in the Cards Cast, a product of Frankfort, Illinois. But you came to Louisville via Wabash Valley College, two-time all-conference guy there, earned All-American honors. One thing that really jumps out, you know, last year at Louisville, you're tied for team high with 12 home runs. You're 2 years, if I'm counted correctly, 30 home runs in 2 years at Wabash. So you know how to get the ball over the wall, right?
Yes, sir.
What's the trick, you know, in becoming a home run hitter? Is it, you know, just, you know, working at it year after year after year, working in the weight room? What's the trick of becoming a consistent home run guy?
For me, it was the all in the weight room. The weight room definitely changed my life. I wouldn't be at this level without the weight room. And just putting myself like in a good position to hit and just allowing my body to use my strength and all my hard work that I put in the weight room, it just allows me to hit home runs. And I'm never trying to hit a home run. I'm just trying to square something up, hit it hard up the middle. Just that gives me the best chance to let the ball fly off the bat, and sometimes it goes over the fence.
Dan McDonald obviously has been talking a bunch, and again, you guys just got out of a team meeting just recently. You may have repeated it in there that, you know, it's a big weekend coming up for you guys. You got Indiana State was in the Supers. You got host South Florida, who's always got their eye on trying to get in the postseason. Connecticut, who was in the regionals last year. Yeah, so he said there's going to be a little bit of a regional vibe, but at the same time, said you can't win a national championship in opening weekend. Obviously, you want to get W's, but what's the overall goal besides wins? That's the obvious answer that you guys want to accomplish down in Tampa this weekend.
We just want to go down there and just give it our best and compete every single pitch, and whatever happens, happens. Like, as long as you're competing and you're working hard and just trying to win every single pitch, good things are going to happen, and that's just a big thing that Coach Mack's been preaching.
Yesterday at Media Day, and he mentioned it as well at the leadoff dinner, as he was talking to his media at one point, he kind of held up his clipboard, and there was that huge lion on the back.
Oh, yeah.
It's obviously been a message to you guys for quite a while now. What's it mean when he starts talking about the lion and the greyhound? What's that mean to you?
Just being the top dog in the clubhouse, or like the lion's the king of the jungle. Like, you don't want to be the greyhound. That we had this guy, Kevin Elko, come in talking about the greyhounds. They get fed their food. They get this. Everything's handed to them. The lion, you got to go get it. So a big thing is just going to get each W each day, like going after it, getting what you want, and putting in the work that's necessary to get that, achieve your goals, and be like that. That's what being a lion is all about.
Awesome. So is there like a lion photos or whatever all over the dugout or the clubhouse?
There's lion photos everywhere. It's on his clipboard. it's all around the facility. It's every day we hear be a lion. And we've honestly taken it to heart, and you got to be the best, you got to be a lion. You got to go after and get what you want.
Cool. Well, hey, before I let you go, one last question for you. It's kind of synonymous with baseball. Any kind of, you know, superstitions, quirks, you know, for you, you know, don't step on the line that, you know, that you have that you try to do, whether it's every inning, every game, the way you prep, that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah. I got a lot of, I probably got too many. I got to wear the exact same arm sleeve, the same like tights, underwear. Like, I got to put my left shoe on first, my right shoe.
Nice.
Same with the socks. Like, it's a lot. I probably need to stop, but if it worked, so I got to keep doing it.
Yeah, and then if you do something on accident, well, I got to add another one to the repertoire as well.
You got to add it to the routine, yep.
What's it like in that dugout real quick, you know, when there's a rally going on? I mean, you guys look like you're having a blast up on the rail.
Oh, yeah. We got a bunch of clowns in the dugout. Those guys, the pitching staff, those guys are hilarious. So it's going to be a fun vibe, fun energy to have in the dugout. And just wait till you see our home run celebration. It's going to be real fun. Hop on our roller coaster.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. And I imagine we'll probably see it hopefully more than once down in Tampa this weekend. Hey, Ryan, appreciate you taking some time and hopping into the Cards Cast with us.
All right. No problem. Thanks for having me.
Again, thank you to Ryan McCoy for joining us here in the Cards Cast. Expecting big things from him this year. Year number two in the Dan McDonald system. appeared in 55 games last year, started 50 of them, tied for team high with 12 home runs last year, had 44 RBIs. You know, so you want to see them take that next step. You heard us talk about that second year, and it's often the case. Dan McDonald spoke about it often. When you're in that second year of on-field participation, you know, consistent on-field participation, you often see a jump in production consistency from that player in that second year. You know, so if we see that from Ryan McCoy, and from the sounds of him, he's pretty excited about the way his preseason has gone, the way his offseason has gone. We're going to see that year two jump from him as well. And if that's the case, you know, you're going to see some more balls flying over the outfield walls. That's for sure. So again, appreciate him for joining us here in the Cardscast. And again, it's opening weekend for Louisville baseball. In case you haven't heard, Louisville starting on Friday, first pitch noon against Indiana State. Indiana State, a team that reached the super regional round last year. Then on Saturday, again at 3 o'clock, they will be playing host South Florida. That game is going to be available. The first game not available on television or streaming or anything like that, unless something changes. The second game against host USF will be available on ESPN+. Again, first pitch for that one is noon. And then on Sunday, wake up early with this. It's a 9:30 first pitch game as Louisville takes on UConn, a Huskies team that made it to the NCAA regionals down in Gainesville last year, getting ousted by the Gators. So, you know, you've got some teams with postseason experience from last year. Certainly all three of the programs plus Louisville have postseason expectations for their programs this year. So Cardinal Authority, again, will be there covering it all from game one to game three. We'll have plenty of news, notes, game stories, videos, photos. So make sure you check it out frequently at CardinalAuthority.com. Again, thank you, Ryan McCoy, for joining us here in the Cardscast. I'm Cardinal Authority and senior writer Michael McCammon, and this has been a Cardscast.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Hosts Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.